This weekend is the Louisiana Republican primary. Earlier this month, we saw primaries in Alabama and Mississippi. Much of the attention leading up to those votes was focused on the results of a few poll questions posed to likely Republican primary voters by the democratically affiliated Public Policy Polling. The questions revealed a deep cultural conservatism in the South and a distrust of Barack Obama. What's more, in Alabama, 60% of the respondents do not believe in evolution. In Mississippi, 52% believe Obama is a Muslim. And in South Carolina, 1 in 5 voters believe that interracial marriage should be illegal. Shocking numbers, but even Tom Jensen, a pollster for Public Policy Polling, believes the attention paid to those questions was a bit much.
The level of media coverage of these findings was excessive. Certainly, I would much rather see the media focus on the substance of the presidential race than on some of these quirkier findings.
Writer Michelle Cottle, herself a Southerner, has been keeping tabs on the media's fascination with those poll numbers for the Daily Beast. She says the results are not that revealing or relevant.
You know, if you're talking interracial marriage, that's a stretch, especially for the Republican primary. I don't see Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, talking about how we need to go back to Jim Crow.
It's not that you're arguing the data are invalid. It's just that they don't have anything to do with the policy issues at hand.
I mean, I can see an argument that what you want to do is show how socially conservative Southerners are compared to other sections of the country. But they're not asking these questions of other sections of the country. So the fact that, say, 60% of Alabamans don't believe in evolution, well, I hate to break it to people, but the majority of the country isn't buying evolution. I think 40% are strict creationists, and another close to 40% believe in intelligent design.
The numbers we have, and these are from a poll by the very same Democratic pollster, subsequent to your column, they did a national poll and they discovered that half of the populace believes in evolution, 36 don't, 13% are not sure. But of course, that incorporates this large percentage from the Deep South that categorically doesn't. Clearly, the South is overrepresented in believing in creationism and intelligent design.
Sure, I don't have a problem with that, but the idea that 60% of Alabamans is much different than a chunk of Kansas. Unless you're doing this state by state, it's not that enlightening.
Are the media in this case just carrying water for the Democrats in the culture wars?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think based in New York and Washington, the media overwhelmingly shares a lot of the same cultural positions. So I don't think that they're carrying water so much as that they find it completely hysterical when these sorts of things get brought to their attention, because for the most part, that's when we pay attention to the South. It is kind of seen as this bizarre subculture. They look at these numbers and they're like, oh my God, there are still people who don't believe in interracial marriage, and oh my God, the majority of these people don't believe in evolution.
Let me put it this way. I have traveled from coast to coast and border to border in this great country of ours, and I find that Montana and Arizona are every bit as culturally different from the coasts as the Deep South is. Yet I find the results here just so sort of shockingly retrograde. Am I overreacting?
I don't know. I mean, how do you feel about Arizona's immigration laws?
Well, I don't like them.
Well, there you go. I'm not saying that this isn't appalling that people still harbor these retrograde views. I'm just saying, I bet if you polled Boston, you'd find a lot of people with, you know, retrograde racist views as well.
I guess we should observe that the people being polled were the likely voters in a Republican primary in Alabama and Mississippi and so forth, presumably the most conservative of the conservative. Do we have any reason to think that you can extrapolate the attitudes of an entire region from this particular cohort?
No, I mean, we're talking about a fraction of a fraction here. We're talking about a whole bunch of old white folk here. I mean, this is not the New South. This is the dying South for the most part.
I must confess that I am not above stereotyping myself. Like the George Clooney character in Up in the Air says, I like stereotyping. It's faster. But in this case, it was more than just the polling data affirming all of my prejudices about the South. my thought was, really, in 2012, in America?
That's what we're always being reminded by, you know, especially Republican primary candidates. When you have the fight over creationism in Kansas a few years ago, or when you have these really angry rallies with Republican voters in the Midwest. For all of Barack Obama's, we are not a red America and a blue America. We really are in some ways.
Michelle, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Michelle Cottle writes for The Daily Beast. After she wrote her column, public policy polling did ask likely Republican voters in a northern state, Illinois, the same questions they'd asked in Alabama and Mississippi. Turns out 43% of those polled in Illinois, Obama's home state, don't believe in evolution, and 39% of those questioned believe the president is a Muslim. You heard it here first, and maybe last.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.